Have you ever screamed at your microwave for taking too long to cook your food? Or maybe you've stared at your phone after sending a risky text, hoping for a reply in seconds. We live in a world that worships speed, immediacy, and instant results. But life doesn't work on demand like that. It works on design. Why do we expect instant abs after two workouts? Why do we think one job application should land us the perfect career? Why do we plant a seed and then dig it up every day wondering why it hasn't grown? You're not failing. You're just being impatient with the process and obsessed with the result. We've all been hypnotized, haven't we, by effects, money, status, love, validation. But the real magic, it's in the cause. There's a principle that governs everything in the universe, from your income to your relationships, even to your self-esteem. It's not magic, it's not manifestation, it's not law of attraction, any of that. It's simply cause and effect. Robert Louis Stevenson once said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." Most of us look at, well, how's today gone? What have I got from today? Did I land a big deal? Did I make money doing X, Y, or Z? But what Robert is saying is that we should judge our day by what we've input to the system, not what we output, because if we input more, the later outputs will be better. The quote isn't just poetic then, it's powerful, because life is not a lottery, it's a garden. And here's the part most people get stuck on too, is once they plant the seed, they dig it up every day to check on it. Oh, how's this progress? Oh, is it made money yet? Oh, have I got clients yet? Won't you actually focus on the process? You water it, you protect it, you trust it. Here's some examples of cause and effect that shape your life. You apply to jobs. You get interviews. You message people. You build relationships. You train consistently. Your body transforms. You eat junk food every night. You feel sluggish. You read daily, your mind sharpens. You show gratitude, your mood improves. You scroll endlessly, you lose your time. You invest wisely, you build wealth. You complain constantly, you repel people. You network, you create opportunity. You forgive, you free yourself. You speak the truth, you attract people. You lie to yourself, you stay stuck. You try again, you create chances. You skip sleep, you drain your brain. You delay your goals, you delay your future. You act boldly, life opens doors for you. You work in silence, results speak loudly. You show up daily, and you outlast 99% of the people out there. You skip workouts, your will and your determination weaken. You study how to negotiate, you get raises. You cook more, you save money. You lead kindly, you build trust. You take risks, you build courage. You stop blaming people, you regain control. You focus deeply, you produce quality. You help others, you grow in value. You avoid drama, you preserve peace. You plant good seeds, you get good fruit. It's not about magic, it's about maths. So imagine this. You're in a room full of light switches. Every switch you flip today won't turn on the light immediately. But in a week, a month, or a year, They all do. What you do today lights your future. You don't see it always yet. So you're in that room and you need to still flick those switches, even if the light doesn't turn on for 6 months, 2 years, 10 years. And that's the metaphor for trying things and planting seeds. Or maybe you picture your life as a field. Every decision is the seed. Some are apples, some are poison ivy. What kind of harvest are you planting currently? Are you planting bad seeds that are going to generate weeds? So how can you apply this then? You need to understand what seeds you should be planting. Maybe different types of seeds. Not that I'm much into gardening, but I know that there's perennials, there's shrubs, there's annuals plants. Different types. Maybe you need a habit or a seed for your health. Exercise. A seed or a habit for your mind. Reading or something else. A habit or seed for your income. A business. Or a job or a project. You need to be patient and measure progress in months, not in days, minutes, hours. Maybe you track the cause and effect. What are you inputting into the system? Maybe you use the 90-day rule. What you do today, how will it feel in 90 days' time? And focus on momentum, not motivation. Motivation can fade, but momentum and discipline sticks. So if you haven't got the effect you want, think about the causes. I don't mean just, it could be this. Actually think about the causes currently that are creating where you are. If you're working on a cause consistently without needing results straight away or applause, you'll find that something can be built at a later stage. Just focus then on planting seeds. Water your discipline. And don't keep digging up the seed. You see it now, don't you? That there are, you know, some great people out there that, because of the deforestation, have planted trees. And they did that 20 years ago. And now you've got a big forest. As the saying goes as well, the best time to plant a seed was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. Because when the harvest comes, you'll be glad you planted the seeds.